This is Wade Rathke with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. Nicaraguan authorities and paramilitary groups working with them have killed, tortured, raped, and forcibly disappeared anti-government protesters, creating a climate of fear that's driving thousands of people to flee the country, the United Nations reports. Trump administration is accusing hundreds, possibly thousands, of Hispanics along the border of the U.S. of using fraudulent birth certificates since they were babies, and is undertaking a widespread crackdown. California legislators passed a bill requiring major companies based in the state to put female directors on their boards. Since 2016, water testing in the Detroit School District has found elevated levels of lead or copper in dozens of schools. While it is unclear how many of the district's 106 schools currently have water quality issues, the drinking water will be turned off in all of them. Wells Fargo has fired or suspended more than a dozen employees in its investment bank and is investigating dozens of others over alleged violations of the company's expense policy on after-hours meals. Justice Department says Harvard puts Asian American applicants at a disadvantage through the school's use of subjective personal rating. Microsoft Corporation will soon require its suppliers and contractors with more than 50 employees and substantial assignments for the company to provide at least 12 weeks of paid time off to new parents, according to the software giant. The arbitrator overseeing a closely watched grievance filed by Colin Kaepernick, a leader of controversial player protest during the playing of the national anthem, denied the NFL's request ruling for a summary judgment to dismiss the case. Capping off a tumultuous week in a continuing confrontation with federal workers, President Trump announced that he was invoking emergency authority to cancel pay increases scheduled for next year. An Ohio State trustee has resigned, saying the punishment of football coach Urban Meyer, a three-game suspension, should have been more profound after a report concluded he had mishandled domestic violence accusations against an assistant coach and tolerated the assistant's misbehavior for years. Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about action issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke. This bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 100 United Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.